Network Marketing 2.0, episode 026. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Gym run is one of the many reasons why I am thankful for network marketing. And today we're going to be talking about him and the kind of values, three of them that he's brought to network marketing even after death. I'm still talking about him. So I want to share with you some of the lessons that I've learned from him personally. He clearly was a blessing to humanity and to a lot of people's career. In this episode, I want to touch on three things I've learned from studying this man, okay? When I first decided to dive into network marketing as a business model in April 2009, I was introduced to many philosophies. I was introduced to many mentors through books and audios. Shortly after knowing of him, Jim Rohn gave up the ghost on December 5, 2009. The whole network marketing community made a lot of noise about that. As sad as I know it probably was for his close family and friends, it was a thing of joy for me to know that people such as him passed through this world. Teachings from people like Jim Rohn had purpose to life. I'm speaking of impact. I'm speaking of leaving a dent on this world. I'm speaking of not tippy-toeing your way through life. And that leads me to the first lesson that's inspired by Jim Rohn for your network marketing journey. Number one, your personal philosophy. Here's a quote, and I quote, "The products are the same, the marketing is the same, and the difference is your personal philosophy." See, this was extracted from Jim Rohn's this audio training out there, MP3 training, building your network marketing business. I don't remember how I got it, but you know, if you can find it, it's going to be some good content for you to go through. As you may or may not know, we teach network marketing 2.0 here, right? It involves changing and evolving with the times. I've come to realize that it's hard for people to accept change even if the status quo does not generate results. Sometimes lack of results and growth can be camouflaged as stability. People love stability. Because of that, people can be addicted to lack of results and growth because they are naturally addicted to stability. There's a difference between stability and lack of growth, but it's not always clear. When we dig a little deeper into why a person can't think logically about change in business generally as a good thing, it always goes back to that person's personal philosophy. Your personal philosophy is synonymous to your belief system. There are layers to individual personal belief. The most popular one that I'm going to use as an example here is love of money is the root of all evil. We use that a lot in network marketing, right? That statement is true in many scenarios. However, if you allow that statement to drive your personal philosophy, you may repel money, okay? You may repel money, and that's probably not your intentions, right? So there's a quote that says, "Everything in moderacy, even moderacy." Essentially, that means you need balance in everything in life. If you've been around network marketing long enough, you know that culture and systems are the driving force behind building a strong team. It's true, but we live in a world that evolves every microsecond. As much as you like to keep the team doing the same thing over and over, you know, the culture, as a leader, you have to leave room for advancement. My point here is that not getting results in your network marketing business can always be traced back to your personal philosophy. Not becoming a leader that attracts success is directly attached to your personal philosophy. Here's the second lesson I've extracted from Jim Rohn for success in your network marketing. Number two, profits are better than wages. See, there are way too many reasons why this statement is always true. The way I look at the real truth, you know, what you call quote unquote real truth, is that the world will always evolve into it little by little, okay? the world evolves into it little by little. You know, people can argue what the truth is, but the truth right now is the reality right now. You're on this podcast right now listening to me, right? You're listening to this audio training, right? That's the truth right now. Okay. Now, can the truth change over time? Yeah, it can change, but it remains the truth a second ago. Bottom line is that the world evolves into the real truth little by little. I remember back around 2006 and 7, I was fired up. I was fired up about entrepreneurship in general. I thought anything outside of entrepreneurship is evil and no one should avoid entrepreneurship. There were tons of arguments with people who just felt like that doesn't make any sense, but I didn't care. I held that stand for a while until I used to listen to a radio show called Star and Vogue. It was a lot of vulgar languages. I don't curse a lot personally, but I secretly enjoy listening to content with those things. The truth comes out a whole lot more in free expression. The main host of that show, Star, used to make a statement, someone has to push them up. Believe it or not, that was one of the main things that calmed me down about my passion for entrepreneurship, you know. So as I continue to learn about myself, as related to the world around me, I realized that trying to convince people into entrepreneurship is not my calling. It's just not. That's unnecessary work, as a matter of fact. Because the truth about the economy eventually prevailed. A lot of people have run out of the traditional work right now. They're trying to be entrepreneurs and stuff. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough to, you know, to engage in a way where you start making profits as opposed to wages. Now you're responsible for productivity all the way from when you wake up in the morning to when you sleep at night. 24/7. It's not part-time. It's not full-time. It's 24/7. So yes, profits are better than wages. It's a fact. In fact, here's a quote from Jim Rohn. That same training I mentioned earlier, building a network marketing business, the MP3. Just find it somewhere online. Here's a quote, and I quote, I teach kids to buy two bicycles, one to use and one to rent. That clearly makes sense, but in life, there are a lot of moving forces in our decision-making process. We all have multiple goals, but we often have priorities all messed up. Should I save first until I have enough money to buy two bicycles, or should I buy one first and then the other later? If I buy one now, which one should it be? The one to use or the one to rent? Those two questions used to be easily answerable when I was in my 20s, when I didn't have any responsibility, no kids, no wife, no family. But as I grew older and as I continued to be more aware of my responsibility on this planet, decisions are harder to make between living life now or later. If you just got confused, well, you can rewind and listen over, okay? That's how confusing decision making can be anyway for many people. Should I choose profit now over wages or later? Can wages be a stepping stone towards profit? The questions never end. These are my thoughts about Jim Rohn's quote over there and some of the stuff I heard in the training, but it was good to think about them and to talk about this kind of things. Profit ultimately are better than wages. If they are better, shouldn't profit be priority, right? Is it that simple? For one, profits are scalable, but wages are not. What's scalability? Scalability is the ability for a business or technology to accept increased volume without impacting the contribution margin. Contribution margin is revenue minus variable cost, right? So that's a quote from Wikipedia. Clearly, you don't have that kind of control in wages. You don't get to control your scalability, right? Last but definitely not least lesson from the late great Jim Rohn for network marketing. Number 3, find ways to serve many, for service to many lead to greatness. He went on in that training to establish that this was actually pulled from the scriptures. I went in there to look for it and I found it. It was the word from Jesus himself. If anyone would be first, I quote, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. That's in Mark, the gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verse 35, the second part of it. This is the reason why priority in my business is to build a list of targeted audience that I can serve daily via this podcast, Next to Nation, and even through our blog and all the other materials that we put out there. So I'm privileged to have you as one of them, one of the Net2Nation here All right. So that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you got some value from this. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.